Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight.
Spirit? That's not a spirit. Phyllis, that's my bedpost. And it's morning, and I'm not dead. Ha! Or is Tiny Tim, I wager? The shadows of things that would be may be dispelled, I know it.
And you're listening to the Scrooge. It sounds like an operatic style. I'm not familiar with that.
I
never heard that. Never heard that version of Scrooge.
Cool,
I don't know who was the performer. Do we know?
William Sharp.
I don't know.
And by John Deck. D E A K. Deek Deck. And William Sharp, 20th Century Consort. It's The Passion of Scrooge or A Christmas Carol. You can say it either way.
All right, Inner Sight. And before we start, I want to just make an announcement. We had we're supposed to be on Channel 20 at 7:30, and for some reason...
I didn't go.
I was on the phone earlier with someone, and the program wasn't on, so I don't know. I apologize. We'll try to find out what happened. But it said it listed our show, according to my friend, but it didn't show it. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, and wouldn't it be glorious if the agencies and the government took a lesson from the Christmas Carol, Dickens, the Scrooge, and how he evolved into a beautiful, beautiful person from somebody who was very greedy and backward and thought less of people.
That's right.
Now, that's very similar to what we have to deal with.
On a regular basis.
every day... You hear I heard one tonight. You hear stories. Got another story tonight about a nursing home. How a nurse in the nursing home was put on warning because she didn't attend to a resident.
Wow.
So it happens every day, and you know, the agencies and the government aren't doing enough to stop these kinds of things. I mean, there's so much craziness going on.
Yeah.
A friend of mine called me, and she went into the hospital to get checked, thinking that she had something wrong with her heart. Turned out to be false.
Right.
And they immediately told her, oh, you're qualified for a nursing home.
God help
me. I mean, these people push these places.
Yes, they do. Remember what I told you when I went to the hospital and I said to you they put two-person assist? I was so angry. I said, I'm not a two-person assist. So
people
say,
don't know what
I,
that means. If you're going to say that, you got to explain what that means.
I'm going to right after that. I said, I'm not a two-person assist. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, it means that you require two people to assist you within your home, which means that you need two aides, which then means they're not going to provide you with two aides, and hence you need a nursing home. That's basically, in a nutshell, what that means. And I was very angry. I really was.
Now, let me finish my thought. You interrupted my thought.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
So Scrooge had a favorite expression. You know, are there no workhouses? Are there no institutions? Well, we hear that today.
Yeah.
It's the same thing today, coming from the institutions, from the hospitals, and from the nursing homes themselves.
Right.
They're a real Scrooge-type character. Or are they? I mean, if they are, it would be good. Because he repented.
Yeah, they would. Right.
And he turned into a beautiful person, and he even did more for the disabled. If you know the story, and the kid who was disabled, I forget the kid's name.
Tiny Tim.
That's it. Tiny Tim, the disabled child, and in the carol. It's presented to him how the father needs time off from work to help his son and all that, and try to get him to the doctor and all that. And Scrooge is very indifferent about that. Now, aren't the agencies indifferent about us?
Yes.
They want to push us in nursing homes all the time and take our money and abuse us and put us in a situation where we're more vulnerable. And by the way, this woman who called me tonight, who was able to stay out of a nursing home because she found a room.
Oh, wow.
Told me that when she went back to the rehab place to visit someone, they told her, well, it was a good thing you got out of here because we have COVID in here now on the second floor.
Nice.
So there you have it. And this was recently.
Yeah. You know, I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to say.
We urge the governors in this country to get people out of the nursing homes, pass an emergency executive order, make every eligible apartment
accessible
and get people out, because it seems like this thing is starting to spread already, according to reports. And the same damn thing is going to happen when that other governor was in, and then they had to throw him out because he was too busy doing other things and abusing his authority than helping the people who needed it.
I agree.
So there's a Scrooge attitude right there. The big question is, will the agencies really be like Scrooge and turn around and repent?
Good question, Frank.
And help with the kind of help that we need. I have the suspicion that, you know, Dickens is a fantasy. Yeah. But I have the strong suspicion that they're not going to be like Scrooge. Or they're going to remain the way he was.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, when we come back, we'll talk about that some more. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. I want to thank them for sending food over for my guide dog. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check them out. Adopt an Akita. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, some of the youngsters who have passed away to a better place. We remember them with honor, and we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. All right. Around the world, Kennedy Realty, he's local right here in Islip, New York. You buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'll appreciate that. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Again, 631-888-1186. We thank Silo for helping us keep the show on the air. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. And we appreciate their financial donation. Thank you very much, Silo. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, Able News. How about the Able News?
1 second. I get it.
Tomorrow night is our Christmas Follies show. So be with us tomorrow night. We'll have some cuckoo fun over here. Oh, I'll tell you about tomorrow night. I'll tell you about the Jimmy Dinigan Christmas.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Come on
now. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we thank Angela and Melanie for that ad and greatly appreciate it. We're going to modify it a little bit. That be for the new year. What else we got? Inner Sight. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help, of course, and all of our friends who have helped us in the past, and hopefully we can count on them for the future. All right. Anyone who's a resident in a nursing home, if you need help, call the show. Call the Inner Sight number and let us know where you are, and we can call you. Give us a number. Inner Sight means freedom advocates for the disabled. It's 631-224-3090. We're offering our services of our program to let people know what's going on in these nursing homes, and therefore revealing a lot that they don't want revealed, and hoping that it's going to get them to push people out. So, you know, every tactic you can use to help people in these situations should be done, and that's why Inner Sight is extending itself. All right. Scrooge. Yeah, you heard him rejoicing.
Yeah.
After the night of the spirits and being reminded of his partner and all that, and being told by the spirit that he's not living a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing applies today to these agencies that give us a hard time, to the nursing homes, to the service dog schools.
Oh, yeah.
All of them could take a lesson from Scrooge and Christmas and make it last above and beyond, not just, for one day.
That's right.
So the Scrooge carol could have a great impact.
Yeah.
But you know something? It's going to take a miracle and a half for that to happen.
Because they don't see it that way. That's the sad part.
Well, I heard something tonight, and I hope it's true. I didn't hear it on the news, but somebody told me there's a pending stimulus of $1,400.
I'll take it. I don't care what it is.
Or they said it was for seniors. I don't know if that includes. If it is for seniors, it should include all disabled people too.
Exactly.
But we'll have to wait and see how it unfolds.
And what
happens?
They consider senior, too.
And by the way, another note being broadcast and televised by CNBC, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has created at least 57 people with blood clots.
Oh, boy, that's lovely.
And if they made,
that's
and if,
the Johnson
you know,
and Johnson, not the Pfizer, thank God.
I think that's a low
still,
number. There's probably a lot more.
There's more, yeah.
They're saying Johnson and Johnson, but you know, if one has it,
yeah,
they
right.
all got something.
They all got something, yeah.
Now,
you know, harm.
Johnson and Johnson shared a lab with other companies.
I think it was Moderna. Not sure.
I don't know, but it shared a lab, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a danger there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My advice is don't take it because you really don't know. But anyway, that was the announcement I got on CNBC. And, check it out. Go to the website. You get more details. All right, Inner Sight and the Scrooge-like programs that we have to deal with. The indifference of remember the indifference of Ebenezer Scrooge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't have to help. You know, there are workhouses, there are institutions. Well, today they call them nursing homes.
Exactly.
You know, back then it was workhouses. But it's the same thing today.
Same philosophy.
maybe in some ways even worse. You know? Because people are losing all their valuables, all their money, all their assets to these institutions and being mistreated along with it. So, agencies, government, you want to learn a valuable lesson from Christmas? What it really is about?
That's right.
Turn around. Become like Scrooge. And we've talked about this before. You know, every agency should at least once a year give back to us.
Yeah, the community.
For all the times that they've used us to gain and to
That's
pay
right.
their salaries and all their bills and everything. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have that.
Okay.
It would be nice if they would learn a lesson. But I don't know if it's going to happen. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And we'd like to hear your opinion about the Scrooge-like agencies, if you want to talk about it. Grumpy
yeah.
Scrooge turned into a beautiful guy.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Anybody on the line?
No.
Any calls?
Not at the moment. Nope.
No call.
I just did a refresh. Nope.
Yeah. I hear voices in the background. What is that?
Oh. My husband isn't even on the floor. Maybe he's talking with his mom upstairs. I don't know.
Boy, they talk that loud upstairs. You can hear it down
they talk
here?
Very loud and very Italian.
Wow.
They talk very loud.
That's no good.
True.
Can't have that on the
well,
show.
All the time. All the time. I don't have the door on my bedroom. I wish I did. I sort of with my wheelchair.
Don't you usually go into another room when you do the show?
Bathroom, believe it or not. That's the only place that has a door.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, is that what you have to do?
Yeah.
Well,
the only place that has a door.
Do what you got to do, because we that background noise is not good for the show.
I'm actually in, let's see, the bedroom. Let me see if I can get to the other place.
All right, Inner Sight and the modern day, well, I don't think I can call him the modern day Scrooge because I doubt if they're going to turn around the way
yeah.
Scrooge did. So
yeah.
I'll have to call him the permanent Scrooge people
yeah.
that stay in the old way and don't listen
right.
to the spirit or to the people and don't pay attention to the disabled. Now, Scrooge paid for the operation and the hospitalizing of Tiny Tim and
Tiny Tim.
Helped the family. And, you know, that was an example of something on a much larger scale for people to learn a lesson that going through life being mean and harsh and all that
is not good.
Is not the way.
Yeah.
Not what we're here for.
Sure.
So we urge all these agencies and the government to take a lesson from Ebenezer Scrooge, from the Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And change your mission statement if need be. You heard us talk about the nursing homes where they won't let the home health aides in. Well, there's a Scrooge-like situation right there. You know, they have the money. They take people's money. They give them horrible care. My friend told me tonight that she witnessed an 80-year-old woman where the aide just came in and put the food in front of her and ran out. Didn't help her eat.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it's not just us saying these things or making them up. People are telling us. People are calling us.
People who need
the
help.
It's real.
Yeah. It just reminds me, sadly, of what happened with your friend Brian, you know, Cruz, when he had to have his aide come in to actually, you know, feed him, you know, because they wouldn't feed him, not in a nursing home, but in a hospital setting. But still, I mean, the fact that these aides are there to help us should apply both for hospitals and for nursing homes. We should have our aides where we need them, not where they want them to be.
Well,
and
Brian was
problem.
Lucky that he had somebody who,
oh yeah, of
who
course.
Cared about him like that.
Exactly.
You know, I'd like to see all the aides stand up and care about the clients like that.
I would.
And
too.
We'll back you up.
Yes, we will.
You know, we'll fight for it.
Yeah,
we'll be
I'll
right
fight
there
for it
with
all
you.
The way. Yeah. My aide for a while wasn't getting paid for some reason. And remember I had told you that the whole time, and then I had called unemployment. And the labor department, not unemployment, the labor department. I said, what's this? My aide is not being paid. They said they're not allowed to do that. Then they had an investigation done, and then she was properly paid after that.
Yeah, well, there's a law.
Yeah.
You know? But where's the law when the person can't have that aid with them in the nursing home? How come there's no law for that, see?
Right.
People are protected.
Yeah, exactly.
Why aren't we all protected?
Exactly.
There's a Scrooge-like attitude right there that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So that's precisely our point, that all people should be protected, especially when it comes to your safety.
Of course.
You know?
I mean, I just cannot imagine... Sorry.
The aide wasn't getting paid, which affects her home life, affects her child, affects her, where she's living and all that. Well, same thing with the person in the nursing home. They don't have their aid.
Exactly.
Affects their eating.
Yeah.
Their health.
Yeah.
And everything else.
If they have wounds or they're healing from surgery, it affects that too.
If one person is protected by the law, everybody should be.
Yeah.
You went to the labor department and got it straightened out, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I wasn't going to have it, honestly. I was like, this has got to change. So what happened was is they repositioned the person in the payroll department and put her answering the phones, which is a good thing that they did. And then they started paying the aides because both aides weren't being paid, mainly the weekday aide. Yeah.
Now, who do you go to for help when the person doesn't have their aide in the nursing home, their home health aide?
You don't. There's no such thing right now.
See?
You can't do anything about it.
That's the point. There's a Scrooge-like attitude right there.
I wish there was.
And it's not changing.
Yep.
I mean, even if we had the money to hire an attorney, the lawyer has to have a law.
Exactly.
To fight with.
That's why these politicians ought to consider, you know, not only are they representing possibly, you know, their you know, constituents, they're representing their, you know, they don't know their
consider
friends.
Consider hell,
family.
They ought to do it.
They ought to just
not
do it.
Not possibly.
Right.
Do it.
Oh, no, they don't realize
get these people help. Get the home health aides in there.
Exactly.
You know, protect people.
They're representing more than just their constituents. They're representing could even be partly their family. Could even be, you know, anybody, you know, a friend. Just do it. Get it done. And make sure that, you know, all these, you know, criterion are there to help people. That's the biggest, you know, issue.
It's a big example right there of how we would hope that these agencies and the politicians would learn from Scrooge. All right? You can picture Scrooge doing the same thing.
Yeah.
When he was being mean and evil, right? He was doing the same thing, neglecting people in the workhouses or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
The same thing is happening today. Now in the Christmas Carol, of course, he turned around and realized it and repented.
Yeah.
And it says at the end of the play, he remained that way for the rest of his days. They made a point of saying that.
Yes, it's important. Because people can change. And don't think you can't. If you're one of these directors or if you're even a politician, you can change. And there should be no reason why you shouldn't change. Of course they can change.
Well, if you don't want to change, then you don't belong in there. Get somebody in there who does want to change.
Exactly.
And do things in a much better way.
A beautiful light. Yeah. Help people.
So, there you have a very valuable lesson of
Scrooge. Mm-hmm.
That people should take note of and you know, do something about it.
I hope it went smoothly, the soundtrack, because I had to take out an interlude in the middle. It's kind of interesting how I did it, but I got it.
Well, it was all right. That's an old version of...
I
never heard
that
before.
Yeah, isn't it? Nice.
Sounds like somebody
it was good for a change.
Turned it into an opera almost.
Yeah, it was.
who was the composer, do you know?
They said, hold on, let me get Sharp, I think. Hold on. Let me look at the last name.
Oh.
Sharp, yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't want to do that. My hand hit it. Sharp.
All right. Inner Sight, and any Scrooges out there who have realized what they were doing and turned around,
right?
Give us a call.
Yeah.
213-816-1650. And by the way, next week we'll be off for Christmas week.
Yeah, William Sharp was that composer.
What?
William Sharp, 20th century consort, consort. I guess it's a consortium of musicians. I don't know.
Oh, he wrote it.
Yeah, he must have.
He composed it.
Yeah. But it does say John Deck. As another by John Deck. Maybe he wrote it, and the other one put the music to it. I don't know. The two of them are listed. They call it The Passion of Scrooge or A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a part in Scrooge where shows you how he's mean to the guy who works for him, Bob Crackit.
Yeah.
You know, he comes in late or something, or you know, he's harsh with him, he's yelling at him and all that. And, And then later on, how he
changes
Christmas.
Yeah.
And the next day he's late for work.
Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, you know, I was having fun and all that, and I'm sorry, sir, and all that."
Yeah.
And Scrooge is teasing him. He says, "Oh, I'm going to have to do something about this, you know." "Oh, please, sir, you know, don't fire me, please, please. I'll have to give you a raise, Bob Crackers." And Crackers, he can't believe it, that this guy makes a complete turnaround. He thought he was going
to
fire him and throw him out, you know.
Yeah.
Can't you picture the agencies doing that?
Oh, that'd be nice. It'd be nice if they just gave
right.
the money straight that we need.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to see the agencies do something
no.
like that and say, "Oh,
I'd
well, you know, it's Christmas. We're giving everybody $1,000 for Christmas."
Yeah, right.
all our disabled clients.
Yeah, right.
You know,
that'd be nice.
They don't do a damn thing for us.
They don't care. Period.
You know, when they get money because of us, that's not doing things for us.
No, it isn't. It's
that's
doing
for
themselves.
Them. They're
exactly.
getting that money because of us.
That's right.
So
people
go without
that,
help
though.
and have needs and they're not checking to see what people need and doing it, they're not helping us.
No, they're not.
They're helping themselves.
Yes, they are.
And they've set themselves up that way.
Yeah.
That's the worst part, see? Like Scrooge.
Yes.
Are there no workhouses? Are there no institutions?
That's right.
That's what they're saying to us.
Yeah.
Aren't there nursing homes?
Yeah. That's the set
for
right there.
That's where they want to send you.
Yeah.
Well, Scrooge didn't stay that way.
No, he didn't, thank God.
He saw the light.
Yeah.
He saw the meaning of life.
Yeah, he did, because he knew that his life was going to be taken, he'd be there alone. Nobody would be there for him and say that he was a good person and you know, stick out for him. So he knew what was going to happen, you know.
So he changed his ways. I will, he goes, you know, some of the versions.
Yeah.
And he realized it.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we could put some kind of drama into these agencies and into the government.
That they
and jolt
be scared.
Them to their senses and make them realize.
Exactly.
You know. Similarly to what happened to Scrooge.
I doubt it. It's nothing that would shock them, for real.
Well, you'd have to have a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, even then. The only thing that would shock them is if they lose their money source. That would shock them, for sure.
Well, if you had enough money to do a campaign, you could probably shock them to doing something. Although you might have to get rid of a lot of them. Buy them.
They don't want to change.
Yeah. the great change.
Yeah, it's a beautiful change if you actually change, and it's good Scrooge did do that. He actually did make a change in his life.
8:45.
Yeah, 8:45.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we urge all these agencies and the government to take a lesson from Dickens.
Oh yeah, Charles Dickens wrote beautiful, beautiful work, and that was one of his best. I loved A Christmas Carol. I really did, because it really made sense.
We got any Christmas songs we can play? Let's play a couple of Christmas songs.
I didn't download them. I saved them for tomorrow. I could play some.
Oh, tomorrow. Today and tomorrow.
Okay. I'll look.
If you have any, I don't know.
Yeah, I can. I got to look, though.
Anyone, whatever you got.
Yeah.
John Denver had a beautiful Christmas song.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of it?
Christmas and, I think he called it Christmas and Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they had another one, Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk This Christmas.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, I remember that one.
That was another one.
That was a good one, I remember.
Then he had another one, but I don't know, it was a beautiful song. I didn't get the title of it.
Oh, here it is.
A couple of them.
I have John Denver's Please Daddy Don't.
What?
Here it is. Get Drunk for Christmas.
Oh, you have that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Oh, I play that one.
Yeah, I am.
All right, John Denver,
yep.
And of course, it'll be in my book, I'll Never Forget, Johnny, and
yeah.
The honor I had in holding his guitar while he was talking to my dog.
Aw, that must have been cute.
his flannel shirt on and his khakis.
What dog was that?
I remember he was he did a show with Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
And Sinatra was in tails, you know, tuxedos and all that.
Oh, wow.
And John
yeah.
came out, and he had on a tuck jacket with blue jeans and cowboy boots. And,
yeah.
and Sinatra says to him, well, what happened to the other half of that suit, John? and John and Denver says, well, this is dressed up as I get. And everybody
that would
just
be
laughed.
You.
You know?
I hate to say it. That would be you.
And that was Denver, you know. He
yeah.
his image spoke for itself, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So he
that would be you,
it.
Too, I think. You would be dressed with blue jeans and a nice tux top. I could see that happening.
Oh,
I don't
dress
know
like John, yeah.
Yeah, you would, very much so.
Inner sight.
The...
Yeah. And Ebenezer Scrooge. I like Scrooge.
Well, so do I.
I think Scrooge was
yeah.
a good guy.
Yeah, when he eventually came, you know, from being a mean guy, you know, went to becoming a good guy, he
yeah.
became a very good guy.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he helped the disabled kid, you know. And he,
yeah, that was very important.
Took him under his
I
wing
like
and
he...
cared about him. And,
yeah.
And he became friends with the family and all that.
That's right.
And used his money and obviously his politics,
mm-hmm.
you know, to start helping people.
Yeah, he did.
In a better way. We got any other Christmas songs? I like Christmas songs.
Yeah, I love Christmas songs. I don't know, let's look. Louis will like this song. We could play it tomorrow, too, for Louis. I was going to say, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, that one, remember? He always
oh,
says
yeah.
that. He likes that one. You like that one? I'll save it for Louis.
Dedicate this one for Louis.
If I get it quick enough. Hold on.
G-R.
Oops,
all right.
Why is it doing that? Okay. Grandma. Okay, why is it not typing right? Oh, sorry.
The reindeer.
Yeah.
That ran over Grandma.
Here it is.
Gee, I hope she wouldn't hurt. Well, reindeer wouldn't hurt her.
No. Well, not the way this thing goes, anyway. Here it is. Okay. How come? Oh.
One, two, three.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marked. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up our gifts or send them back?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. And the blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over.
A stupid song.
I know, but he likes.
I happen to know that Grandma was all right.
She was at the end of that.
She didn't die. She didn't even
die.
Get hurt.
No.
The reindeer stopped when he ran over her and kissed her and loved her.
Oh.
All right, in a sight. Around the world, and we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Inner Sight Frolics.
Yeah.
And, yeah, take a lesson from Scrooge.
Yeah,
everybody.
Definitely. Everybody.
Not just the agencies, the government, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody can take a lesson from Scrooge.
Definitely. Repent your, you know, what you've done.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank Suzanne for digging out that music and co-host, engineer.
Thank you.
And all our listeners. Oh, can you get a count?
Yeah,
what's
I
the
can.
Quick count?
I was going to it, actually. Oh, wow. 112,308.
All right, 112,308 going in to the new year. I wonder, I'm going to make a prediction. By the new year, we'll have 113,
at least.
112,000. I'll say 112,800.
Yeah, you think? I think 113,000.
Well,
closer
I hope you're
to
right.
113,000. Yeah, I think we will.
All right. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
Be with you tomorrow night live on the Frolics, the Christmas Frolics tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tell you about Jimmy Dinikin's
Uh-oh.
Christmas tree.
Uh-oh. Was
oh,
it a Dinikin Charlie Brown was. Christmas tree?
Dinikin was wild when it came to Christmas. He was.
He loved
turned into a lunatic.
He turned into a lunatic.
Yeah,
I
his
could
mother
see
had
that
to.
Happen.
His mother had to go to the. My mother's gonna go to the sanitarium. Oh, shut up, Jimmy. Sanitarium. Don't say that.
Yeah, you gonna get Christmas in the sanitarium,
Jimmy. Who told
stop
you that. Come on the air?
Pound ginger ale. Oh, stop that.
Oh. Stop it, Jimmy.
I want pound ginger ale for Christmas.
Yeah. Pound ginger.
We'll give you a gift card.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you very much. Be with you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.